This uncertainty applies, incidentally, to relatively nearby things as much as to the distant edges of the universe. As Donald Goldsmith notes, when astronomers say that the galaxy M87 is 60 million light-years away, what they really mean, but do not often stress to the general public, is that it is somewhere between 40 million and 90 million light-years away. Not quite the same thing. For the universe at large, matters are naturally magnified. Bearing all that in mind, the best bets these days for the age of the universe seem to be fixed on a range of about 12 billion to 13.5 billion years. But we remain a long way from unanimity. One interesting, recently suggested theory is that the universe is not nearly as big as we thought, that when we peer into the distance, some of the galaxies we see may simply be reflections, ghost images created by rebounded light. The fact is, there is a great deal, even at quite a fundamental level, that we don't know, not least what the universe is made of. When scientists calculate the amount of matter needed to hold things together, they always come up desperately short. It appears that at least 90% of the universe, and perhaps as much as 99%, is composed of Fritz Zwicky's dark matter, stuff that is, by its nature, invisible to us. It is slightly galling to think that we live in a universe that, for the most part, we can't even see. But there you are.